At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, hello, everybody. It's another episode of NMR. How are you doing out there, Darren?
I don't know. Is this like self-help radio? Like, can you at least introduce
a little bit? Listen.
Not murder related. At least give me a little pep.
I know. You're so much better. I'm trying. Are you kidding?
I know. You were like, hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
It's Darren.
It's your mother, John, and your father, Darren. Okay.
Yes.
That's what you need to know. Welcome to NMR.
Father Darren is here to be not political and positive. Yes.
Yeah, we're not doing politics, guys. We hope you're doing well. I know for a lot of you, it's been tough. That's all we'll say. And we just want to we want this to be the place you go to get away from the world. Okay.
And absolutely. Yeah. And let me just tell you that because John hates women so much, I just want everyone to know that last week when he accused me twice, once that he thought I was going to cheat on the SAT and that we needed Nadine as the SAT proctor. Okay.
Yes.
Accused me that he thought I was going to cheat. Then this bitch thought, oh, Darren, can you write a fucking poem? Because you were an English major. Like, don't chat GPT it. Folks, let me tell you.
I think you did.
That when we wrapped our episode last week, John,
you
how
were
quickly
ready.
Did I?
Yeah,
how
you were
quickly
ready.
Did I write a poem for you? I got so excited. I read it to Nadine. I got excited about the poem. And then every night you're like, can't record.
I
sorry,
know.
Didn't
some
write the
scheduling
poem.
Conflicts.
After you challenge me
it's so
to
annoying.
It, you weren't even ready. You weren't
Listen,
even ready. So
let me, first
I think
of all,
you're the
first
one
of all,
cheating
first
on the
of all,
SAT.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. I don't
You pump,
I
you
don't
pump
think
your
so.
Brakes. Okay.
Let's pump the brakes. Okay.
You
number one,
yours.
as a published poet, let me just repeat myself. Oh. As a published
where are we published?
Poet,
where are we published? In the Cumberland Sentinel?
Yes, actually, yes. It's called, it's called the Backbone Mountain Review. Not Brokeback Mountain. Don't make the joke.
There's something
Backbone
gay in that.
Backbone Mountain
something.
Review.
Backbone Mountain View.
And I will read that another time. But we do have poems, guys. Oh, what I was trying to say was, as a published poet,
author and poet. Yep.
I needed the mental space, the mental time, the mental illness to write a poem.
You definitely
for
need the
you.
Mental illness for sure.
And I have written one that I hope you enjoy. And we're going to get to that at the end of today's episode. But we have a couple other quick little things we want to talk about. Okay. I got to get right into it, by the way.
Get in.
I need everyone to know.
Pass.
That I'm moving on.
Moving on, pass.
And by the way, this is a little bit shorter of an episode this week. We've had some major scheduling issues, so it's like we just were
it's
able to
John's
make this
fault.
Happen. And it is my
John.
Fault again.
It's John's fault. Uh-huh.
But it is what it
if
is.
If anyone's curious out there, I just want everyone to know that I was prepared.
Yeah, you were. It's ready. It's completely my fault.
Yep.
I need everyone to know something. Over the last couple of weeks, you know, listen. I think that I'm magic. I'm just going to be honest. Not my cat. I mean, literal magic sometimes.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of coincidences. I've had a lot of visions. I know a lot of people say this. I just have had so many things happen to me over the years that something is up. But I want to, so that's the
but
preface.
To, like, you've had a lot of things happen to you over the years, but like to no finality, like we're always like something's bound to happen, but like, but like, what?
Does it happen? Yeah, I don't know. But what I do know is I recently, where do I even begin with this? So a friend of mine got me, I have a tarot card deck and I play around with it. I read it. I do my intuition with it. I can't say I know what every single card means, but it is what it is. A friend of mine got me a separate tarot deck that's called Animal Spirit. And it's like a tarot card deck, but it's all like different animals, like illustrations. So you kind of play with it the same way.
Are there cats in there?
Oh, absolutely. There's every animal you can think of pretty much. And it's just kind of a little more of a lighthearted play on the tarot cards. If you just want to have like a non-spooky moment, you know,
can
just
you
with
read
your friends.
Mine like off air?
I will.
Okay. Thank you.
So the other day I'm with some friends, this was about a week ago, and she's like, okay, read mine. Like pull mine. Like, what's it going to be? And I pull a moth card. It says moth. I don't remember what it means. At the time it was interesting, whatever. So I leave. We talk very brief. We spent maybe 30 seconds me reading the explanation of from the book about the moth. I'm leaving that night to go home. In front of me is a car in traffic that has something about the Mothman, you know, the Mothman prophecies or whatever. Okay, there's a thing in West Virginia called the Mothman prophecies. It's like it's an urban legend. It's nothing.
How have we not discussed this?
We'll get to let's do that eventually. I want to make sure I hit my time here, but like, so that was weird. So I took a snapped a picture of it, sent it to my friend, and she was like, "Oh, that's weird." And I was like,
and,
"Yeah."
And pause. Just a question. Yeah, Mothman prophecies are like Bigfoot exists, or this
yeah,
is like
it's like literally a man that looks like a moth that like goes through the woods in West Virginia.
Oh well, that's true. That's obviously true. I've seen the Mothman.
Now, and I want to be clear here. Spoke for 30 seconds about a moth. An hour later, saw a Mothman bumper sticker. Okay, kind of weird, right?
But
next day.
We're in the area.
We're in the area. Next day, I am on, like, I think Facebook or Instagram. No, Instagram. And a friend of mine uploaded an image to stories about the Mothman. And I was like, I haven't heard of Mothman since I went to WVU 25 million years ago.
Right, and now you're getting two references in
moth,
12
moth,
hours.
Moth. Oh, I haven't even finished yet.
Oh, well, you haven't even
skimmed. Yeah. So this was Saturday night. So Sunday, I'm going to get into this. There's breaking news. You're going to be really excited. I'm reading a book. Okay.
Hold on. Everyone
More on that
stop.
In a second.
You're really bearing the lead here, but okay, there will be questions with you.
And I will
an
get to that because I do want
book.
To talk about the book.
Okay.
Yes.
Ages
I'm
up.
Sitting and I'm sitting. I went on Sunday. I wanted to have a like calm day in case we had some less than profound news that I'm looking for on Tuesday night. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. I was just like enjoying the day. It was very sunny. It was a warm day here in Pittsburgh. And I go to Barnes & Noble. I buy this book that I had heard of and really was interested in. More on that in a second. I sit down and I'm in a park.
I'm bated breath.
I'm really dragging this out. I'm sitting at a park. Okay. I have this new park I wanted to check out in Pittsburgh, Highland Park. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, love it. Gorgeous.
Oh, there's a Highland Park in LA and it's like a,
that's right. I've heard of,
you know, like a very popular, getting popular neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Up and coming, as they'd say.
Absolutely. It is. And so, sorry, I just want to pull it up so I make sure I know what I'm talking about here. So I'm sitting in the park. I'm sitting on the bench. I'm reading this book. I'm on page number 3. I get a text message. I see my watch to tell me I have a text message from my friend who I pulled the moth card for.
Got it.
And I thought, I didn't read the message. I just saw that she had texted me, but I didn't like quickly read it. And as she's messaging me, I am reading a passage that says
you're not paying attention to your friend. Okay.
No, I'm not, because I'm trying to actually get off of my phone for 5 minutes. Here's the passage. Lee was sitting with Winston Moore in the Rathskeller drinking double tequilas. Cuckoo clocks and moth-eaten deer heads gave the Rathskeller a dreary, out-of-place Tyrolean look. As she's texting me.
Okay, what are you reading? And
I know, more on that in a moment.
And you're reading like something that has the word like skullduggery in it.
I know,
it's like Shakespeare with macabre.
It was the weirdest sentence, but moth-eaten deer heads. By the way, how's Matt the bartender while we're on it? Is he getting eaten by moths? But anyway, I just want to say, as I'm reading that, I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's so weird that she would text me right when that happens. Oh my God. What if she was texting me about like a moth thing? You ready for this? Are you ready for this? And I'm not
done. Ready for this. Okay.
I literally read like two or three chapters. I go to my phone. She says, remember how I got the moth tarot?
You're like, I've been living it for a week.
I'm like, it's every fucking place I go. It's literally everywhere I go. And I literally messaged her and I said, name, I won't say on the show because maybe they're private. I was like, I am not exaggerating. I swear to God, I was just reading about a moth when you mentioned this. Okay. We freaked out. It was crazy. Couldn't believe it. I'm not done. Oh, hold on. So
you got to read her text. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was her text. She said, remember when I
right. But I thought there was going to be like, remember that. And then,
when we started talking about that, I hadn't quite put together the Mothman bumper sticker at that point. And I was like, oh my God, moths, moths, moths. What is happening? So we were just like, what does it mean? Like, we need Martha to revisit Stewart. This card. Martha Stewart has a new documentary out on Netflix.
She does.
So I let it go. I'm going to read the card later. I should actually find it and read it tonight. And I'm going to shut up in a minute. But so then 2 nights ago, I'm sitting down. No, it was not. It was last night. I'm looking for things to escape the world from time to time. I love a good podcast or a video. I'm really into YouTube video podcasts, which is what we release, which if you should go to our YouTube channel and subscribe so you can see our every single episode. I love the show, The Basement Yard. You guys probably are familiar with it. It's gigantic. It's huge. They just did a tour. They just went to Radio City. Joe and Frankie, if you know The Basement Yard. So I picked a random fucking episode to listen to.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Last night. And I'm going to play for you.
Oh, my God.
An excerpt that happened last night. Darren, can you tell me if you can hear it? Because sometimes the audio is weird.
Yeah.
I hate that ear shit. When things are coming out of your ear that are alive. Like, I hate that. I think I've told you the story, but Becca knows someone, like, they were together as, like, a group, like, white water rafting or kayaking, and a moth flew into their ear canal.
This was just last night. And I'm like.
So moths are like.
Are flocking around me like I'm a light.
But
I'm a light.
your revelation of you being a light was amazing. You're a flame. You're on fire.
I am a flaming
like
homosexual.
A moth to a flame.
Yeah.
Is it perhaps?
Yeah,
now,
please
granted,
tell me
a
what
moth
you think.
Is very specific. So I give you credit for it being like, that's weird that all of these things, like, but don't you think maybe a little bit it's like you're gonna pay attention to moth more
than
you
were
would.
I knew you were gonna say this,
like confirmation bias, you know. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
But
listen, maybe.
I will say moth is really weird. It's not like cat.
That's what I'm
dog
saying. Yeah, it's it would
bird
be one thing.
It's
if
like
it was
moth
cat
is very particular specific.
I would say if it was cat, that is one thing. It's a fucking moth that I don't even ever think about. It's on bumper stickers. It's in the tarot card. It's in my podcast. It's in a book I picked up.
Was the tarot card that said moth? Like, can you read it for us?
Yes. Can you vamp for a second while I run over and grab it?
I can vamp.
What do you think it means? Like, if you were to understand if you were to question or come up with your own tarot.
Well, aren't tarot cards like, and granted, you're not now here to listen to this, but I thought that tarot cards, like, each card represented, I thought that each card on tarot like represented like a character trait or something that was going to like happen to you. So it's like, oh,
to a degree,
you have
yes.
This shield of armor. It's like right now you're feeling really closed off from people and you really deserve to like open up and break down your armor, or like, you know, the Knight of Three Swords, you've been hurt in the past and now you got like, I'm just creating it. So I would think for animals, it would be a little bit more of like their characteristic quality of the animal.
Yeah,
like,
it is
a little
yes.
bit of like what you're pulling. So if I were to guess, I would say that the moth tarot card is like
the Darrow card, if you will.
Worthless. Something
worthless.
That feels worthless to me. Well, what do moths do? What do moths do? Eat your clothes.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Kind of scare you because they're always like that big bug on a light.
Right.
But you know that they're harmless and they're flat as paper.
Yeah. And they're dusty, you know?
Yeah, they're always a dusty.
Well, I have it. Do you want me to read what the book tells
me? I do, but I don't want to insult your friend. So I'm sure it's
no, no,
very
no.
powerful.
I don't think she would feel insulted. So in this book, it says moth, impulsive, hasty, and wishful. The moth is sure the grass is greener on the other side. Moth energy is at play when we're attracted to easy solutions or anything shiny and new. This can lead to unfinished projects, disappointment, or burnout. It's helpful to remind moth personalities that life is complex. No matter the illusion, no one is exempt from the trials and tribulations of the great journey. Practice seeing life as an infinite mystery rather than wishing it was easier or different.
Good recommendation to everyone today.
To life, I agree. When in balance, enthusiastic and whimsical. When out of balance, idealizes others and jittery. To bring into balance, finish that project. So maybe someone listening needed to hear this today. I mean, that's another thing. It could have
been. Well, a lot of our listeners are moths.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
If you think about it.
And they have tiny little headphones on.
They have little boops. Yes, they have their little dupes and their boops.
I'm going to keep moving on here. If you guys listening have any thoughts about the moth prophecy that is happening in my life, let me
know.
And
I want you to like read me my animal at some point.
Yeah, I will. We can do it on the show. We can do it here on the show if you want.
Okay, good. Because I want like, I just want to know what my animal's.
Yeah, of course.
Ding-a-ling-in, you know, I just want to know.
Oh, your animal. Okay. The book I'm reading is called Queer by William S. Burroughs. Surprise, surprise.
Well, that makes more sense because William S. Burroughs, like I've read Naked Lunch and stuff like that.
Oh, you
and
he's did? Often okay. Writing,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I read Naked Lunch in college and then I think I reread it again. I mean, obviously William S. Burroughs was a drug addict and wrote a lot of things when he was like all fucked up. But it can be hard a little bit to follow. Didn't he also write Junk?
Yes, Junkie.
Junkie. He wrote that too.
I think that was his first one.
Is William S. Burroughs was queer? Question.
That's a good question. There's a gigantic long foreword by somebody that knew him that started talking about this. And I was like, I just got to get to the meat of this book. And then I'm going to go back and read the foreword because I don't want to know a whole bunch of details about his life right now. I just want to enjoy the novel.
Yeah. But well, let me know how it is.
I will. And it's pretty good. It's very like, it is depicting a queer experience. The reason why I really wanted to watch it was, number one, it's being turned into a movie featuring Daniel Craig.
Yes, it is. Daniel Craig. I almost talked about this on Today's show today, actually.
Oh, really? Oh.
I was going to ask if it was based on the movie.
Yes,
I mean, if the movie was based on the book, yeah.
Yes, the movie is based on the book. And I think Omar Apollo is in it, who I've been lightly interested in. And it's coming, and apparently it had a huge reaction at the Venice Film Festival. So, and I saw like a quick little clip of Daniel Craig, and that was enough for me to want to run out and grab this book.
Oh.
And just also, you know, especially given recent things that are happening in the world, I want to be a better student of queer history. I took classes in college and loved them. I really feel like I am pretty good at knowing queer history and queer life, but
good, because the next podcast I want to quiz you on lesbian on the history of lesbianism. So this is going to go right into our testing each other about these things. So
sure,
great, start learning. Thank
okay
you.
Great, I will do that. And you're absolutely right, I don't mean just gay men, I just mean a queer people who identify as queer. So anyway, it's a pretty good book. It is definitely the first couple chapters that I've read.
Even the history of that word is very interesting.
Yes, exactly.
When it started to come back into nomenclature, because I remember that being so insulting even when I was a kid. Yeah. When we used to say like, oh, that's so gay, to kind of be synonymous with stupid. I remember queer was certainly like, oh,
and
you know.
Queer was published in like, I think 1985. So it's an interesting
that would make sense.
On the word itself for sure.
Certainly right before like, or major times during the AIDS crisis. So to come out with a book queer in 1985 was pretty big.
Yeah, good point. It is a little bit hard to follow. It's an interesting kind of character take. There are nuances and descriptions that I think that only gay men specifically that are hooking up. No, I don't mean like you can't read it. It's just
because women are stupid and we can't understand. Oh, okay.
It's that the character is a gay man. So anyway, it's a really interesting book so far, and I would recommend people read it thus far.
Well, I'm proud of you for reading a book, because you know I'm always on you for reading a book. It's funny because I went to my friend Ben like a couple months ago. He was visiting in LA for a wedding, and I was like, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I was like, yeah, I challenged myself to see if I could read a book a week. And so far I'm at, and like at that point I was on like book like maybe 32. And right now I'm on book like I think 43. And he was like, a book a week? And I was like,
I remember saying this.
I haven't read a book. He's like, I haven't read a book in a year.
Oh my God.
My entire adult life. And I was like, well, you should look into that.
It might be
like,
time. Yeah. You are a bookie. Read. That's true.
I am a little bit of a nerd like, in that way.
If you want to, now that I'm looking.
Oh, that's such a William S. Burroughs cover.
I know it is. It is. I'm showing
it's like
Darren
the same
the
font
video.
As Naked Lunch. Well, great. Keep me posted on that.
I will. Thank you. Okay. To wrap up this week's episode, Darren, we had, as you mentioned and teased at the top of the show, I had recently given you homework to write a poem about me. And Darren's
poems
holding
of
back
love
her smile,
and friendship.
Guys.
Yeah. Poems of love and friendship
that's what I
is
put.
What the title of this segment is called, Poems of Love and Friendship. He said that I could do it in any, thank you, in any, I could do it in rhyming couplets. I could do it iambic pentameter. I could do it in anything.
Pentameter.
Obviously, I rhymed because like that's me. But John, I kind of want you.
You
wrote one
first.
About me, right? Yeah,
yeah
kind
of.
Ladies go first. Ladies go first.
Oh, ladies go first. Mothers go first. Okay, so here's my poem. This is, let me just like.
Yeah, send to yourself.
Poet.
Get your English degree. Yep, thank you.
It's right here in front of me. It is.
Perfect.
And I am in my open mic night vibes right now.
You're at the Moth.
I'm at the Moth. Wait, what?
The Moth?
No, what's
the
that?
Famous, like, might only be in
don't
New York, but the
even
Moth is
fucking
like
say this.
A
what?
Famous storytelling series where people come on and they say, like, the craziest story
Stop.
That kind of ever happened to them, or like this most riveting story.
Stop.
And the Moth series is like a podcast. It's amazing. And it's called The Moth.
I can't take this.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Maybe you were meant to tell me this. Okay. I'm in my Moth open mic night vibes. Okay.
Right.
So Darren, I'll be honest. It's very short.
Oh, okay. Mine's not short. I mean, mine's short. Mine's short.
That's fine. Okay. The title is Darren, Oh Darren. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
That wasn't part of you ready is not part of it. I was just asking.
Okay, so that's the end of the poem. Good job.
No. Okay, title Darren, Oh Darren. Okay. Darren, Darren, Oh Darren. It's always fun to hear what you're saying. That didn't rhyme. From Andy Cohen to true crime, hearing you host a podcast is so sublime. We've been friends for like 10 years. Drinking martinis, wine, and beers.
You don't drink beer.
Final line. When we're together, I don't want it to end. Thanks for being my bestest friend.
That's
John
sweet,
Ger-
John. That's
John Ger Allen Poe has
John
arrived.
Ger Allen Poe. That was a great poem.
You like
that was
it?
A great poem. I really do. That was very sweet. Ooh. Ooh. I like that you incorporated our friendship.
Yeah, it is a friendship.
I did too. I took that same.
Oh, okay. I'm wondering the tone. I was worried about this.
No,
so thank
I had a good, I have a good tone. I think you're going to appreciate my poem.
Okay, I'm ready. Do you have a title or do you? Or is it
it's,
just straight
it's
up?
It's untitled.
Poem? Okay,
it's untitled, as most poems should be.
High art is never usually titled, but go ahead.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Untitled by Darren E. Karp.
Evelyn Karp. Yeah.
Evelyn Karp. Met him on a red carpet and 'twas an unexpected surprise. John Thrasher was his name, wearing those funny Google Glass eyes.
Oh.
He came to me at work at my desk asking to partner up. He bribed me with connection and friendship, something to surely fill my cup.
Oh my God.
We hit it off instantly. He makes me laugh and even allows me to sing. I trust him completely, except for that whole Marvel Harry Potter thing. It's been 10 years of friendship.
Oh my God.
Murder. Every record I absolutely adore. His creative shaken backgrounds and stories have me laughing on the floor. And then came his real number one. And how could I compete? He always has a tuxedo on and has these little toe feet. He's chubby and fun, and some call him a Kang. But on this show, as in life, he's only known as Mudang. So there's my poem about the thrash of John. He wanted to test my writing prowess and make sure I wasn't a con. But I love him and he's great, and I don't need to tell you that. But listeners just know if he wasn't here, I'd be okay, because then it would just be me and the cat.
Oh my God. I think you win. I do think you win.
Come on, that's a decent poem.
That was really good. I kind of teared up when you started talking about magic. I'm going to be honest. Like, well, my eyes.
He has his little toe feet.
I know. Darren, that was really sweet. And I love that we both kind of talked about our 10 years of friendship. What are the odds?
Yes,
of that?
We did. We both mentioned the decade of friendship.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 years. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, wasn't this
I had
fun?
To also put Mudang in there because, like, he is our Mudang. He is our Mudang.
I know.
So he's our Mudang.
I remember. Thank you so much. That's really so sweet. I love you too. You know, it's funny. I remember, like, I don't know, 5 or so years ago, listening to old episodes of our original podcast that is not available anymore. So don't try to look for it, called Currently. And I remember, like, seeing some of the titles even of the show. And, like,
oh, yeah.
I just
It'll
don't.
Be Facebook memories for me.
Well,
they
that's
come
what
back
I'm saying.
With...
Like, Mudang is something where I'm like, am I going to remember what Mudang is in 10 years? Because when I was looking back at the Currently stuff, I was like, I don't have a fucking clue what we're talking about.
No.
So listeners, remind us in 10 years who Mudang is. It's
we're
not
never
just
gonna
my
forget
cat.
Mudang. We're never gonna forget Mudang.
Yeah, we're not. Darren, that was really super special and super sweet, and I really appreciate that. We may clip this out and put it on Patreon a little early because I think it's worth it for
I think
listeners.
It would be nice. Our little poems of love and friendship. Yeah.
And I'm gonna, like, maybe I'll write mine down on a card and send it to you or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I
that'd
like
be
that
nice.
Kind of
so I'll get it in a couple of years, I'm sure.
No. Yeah. Should we do one about the listeners?
Oh.
Oh, we should collaborate.
We should collaborate and do one about the listeners for their little holiday gift.
Oh. Listen, you wouldn't believe the amount of writing I had to do for those little Beanie Baby poems.
Oh, yeah, the little
my God.
Beanies. Those were good, though. Those were good. My mom was happy.
That's true. We still have
anyone want old clothes for your gift?
Does anyone want a Goodwill stash of things?
Yes, a little Goodwill stash. How about Darren's second grade blazer? Like, and yeah.
You would be wearing a blazer in second grade.
I definitely
By the way,
was.
I love that we were reusing and recycling things, you know, and they were worth it.
They're my precious heirlooms.
Well, Darren, thank you for letting me dominate the conversation today with my problems and my things and my ideas. I really do appreciate it. You sometimes let me take the driver's side seat.
If you have any more moth references, we are on bated breath and we are going to have to know what happens to you.
I will tell you this when. I will. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. When I heard it on the Basement Yard podcast last night, I started to tear up in a way that was like, is there something bigger here? Like, should I be like thinking about this? Like, it kind of started to scare me a little bit. But anyway,
well,
one last thing before we go, what do you think about updating our background for the holidays? Is it too early for holidays? I think
we could do a Thanksgiving.
You want to do a
little,
Thanksgiving?
A little
one?
Like magic in a turkey outfit. And then we'll convert to Christmas.
Like
Hanukkah.
In December, like after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry it was a shorter one than usual, but we have to be on our way. And so we love you. And Darren,
and
thank you
again. And
we gave
you some poems for you to carry throughout your day.
I just thought of one last thing. Darren made a face. If you guys want to write poems about us, we're not gonna
feel
say
free.
No, I mean, maybe we'll post them in Patreon.
And extra credit if you can incorporate magic and Mudang.
There you go. That's right.
Or
extra
moths.
Credit.
The three M's.
Oh my God. Oh my God. There's too much going on. All right. We love you guys. We gotta go. We'll see you next time.
See you next week. Bye.